So we're starting a new sermon series for the next few weeks in this time between Advent and Christmas season and in the time before Lent. And we wanted to do something a little fun. Advent is a very serious time of reflection and waiting. And y'all know how much I love Lent and how much I like to be self-reflective during Lent. So this time in between, we decided we'd try to do something fun. And so we are going to be doing Seuss's sermons. So some sermons that parallel the stories of Dr. Seuss with what we find in Scripture. So the first in this is going to come, the first scripture that we're going to look at comes from 1 Chronicles 4, verse 10. This is a pretty familiar passage. It's the prayer of Jabez, and this is what the scripture says. Jabez called on Israel's God, "If only you would greatly bless me and increase my territory. May your power go with me to keep me from trouble so as not to cause me pain." And God granted his request. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So Dr. Seuss is an important part of many of our lives. Perhaps you grew up reading Dr. Seuss books, or maybe you read them to your children or your grandchildren. He was a very talented author who has spoken to generations of children. When I was probably about 3 years old, I'm guessing, I began to learn my ABCs, which is pretty normal. I wasn't ahead of the game. I wasn't behind. I was pretty average. And I began learning my ABCs, like everybody else, with a song. That's how we learned our ABCs. And so I never really questioned this whole art of learning your ABCs about where it began and where it ended until I picked up a Dr. Seuss book, On Beyond Zebra. Is there anybody who's read On Beyond Zebra? Just a few. It's not a well-known Dr. Seuss book, but it's pretty challenging because it is about a person that's learning their ABCs. Conrad Cornelius O'Donnell Odell, and his teacher is teaching him that some people stop at Z, but there are other ones. For the ones that think beyond Z, there is a whole new world to be explored. And for the first time in my life, I thought, oh my goodness, somebody created the alphabet. Somebody started with A and ended with Z, and I had never questioned that. It was just something I knew. It was something that I just accepted without question. And I began to think there are so many things in our life that are limited. Some because we've been taught limits, and some just because we think small. There are limits that sometimes we just don't even see as a limitation. We just truly accept it. But you know what? We serve a God that is absolutely limitless. And if we are going to experience all of God's bounty for us, we need to be thinking big instead of thinking small. Jabez is an example of a person who knew that he needed to ask God for a blessing, but he also knew that he needed to trust God and allow God to deliver that blessing in whatever way God chose to. He put no limits on what he asked for. He asked to be blessed, and he asked for his territory to be expanded. And you know what we know? There's only like one little part that we actually know about what happened. And God honored his request. God heard it and he honored it. We don't know how his prayer was fulfilled, and perhaps that's something that's an important piece of it, because if we knew how it was fulfilled, then we would know what to expect if we asked God to bless us and expand our territory. Instead, it just says, and God did it. God heard his prayer and expanded his territory and blessed him. It's a beautiful story, even though very short, about the power of praying for God to do something in our life that is beyond our expectations. The character from On Beyond Zebra tells Conrad Cornelius O'Donnell Odell this: "If you stay home with Zebra, you're stuck in a rut. But On Beyond Zebra, you're anything but. But when you go beyond Zebra, who knows? There's no telling what wonderful things you might find yourself spelling." Jabez and this character from Beyond Zebra, they both knew that there was more to life than they could even quite understand, and they knew they needed to explore the unknown. Both of these characters were willing to think big. I'm not sure that the kindergarten teachers of the world really would love On Beyond Zebra, but they surely would recognize that this big thinking is important. When we think small and set our goals small, we achieve small things. But when we think big and we dream big, we are able to achieve so much more. This happens on a personal level in our life. When our goals are small, when our prayers are small, then that is what we're going toward. But when we begin to broaden that and think bigger and dream bigger, we go further. But it also happens on a church level, a family of God level. It happens in our community. Okay, at the end of 2015, I was sitting in a meeting. It was a finance committee meeting, and Don was there. And we were sitting around the table, and we had not met budget. And we were talking about, you know, what are we going to do? And this was something that had been ongoing, and we knew that we had some things that we needed to talk about. And so I said, this was my first year at Forest Hill, first 6 months. I said, okay, so next year I just want us to think about what we're going to do with the money that we collect over budget. And David, actually, from the first service, says he does remember an audible laugh in the room. I don't remember an audible laugh, but I did get a look like I had three eyes. And I know what people in that committee were thinking. Oh, who did the conference send us? This woman, she's so naive. Bless her heart. I could see it. It was written all over their faces. And we began to talk about this, and I said, you know what? I think we got to dream big. I think we got to think beyond where we are, and we need to have a plan, because if God's going to bless us, we need to have a plan for what we're going to do. So here's what I want to do. I want to give everything above budget that we collect above budget, and I want to give it to missions, and I want to go tell the church next week. And they were like, oh, okay, honey, okay. I think I could have said anything to them. Because there was this place where we had been, where we hadn't been dreaming very big, and we had been meeting our needs, we had been scraping along, and all of a sudden I came in and said, hey y'all, let's throw all this out the window, and let's dream big, because I believe that God's going to bless us. And you know what happened? God blessed us, because we all caught that vision, and we all began to believe that God really wanted to bless us, and God really wanted to do something, and we're going to all jump in together, and we're going to be faithful. And you know what? In 2018, I am standing in front of you and telling you for the last two years, that's exactly what we've done. We've continued to meet our needs, and now we have given almost $30,000 in budget overage out in the world. Because that group of people sitting around that table believed that God would do something big. And you believed that you're part of something bigger, that God wants to do something big. You see the difference? The difference from small thinking is I just have to do what needs to be done right now. And the big picture thinking is, what can God do if we're willing to follow along? We need to be people who are dreaming big for the glory of God. Last year, the bishop came and preached, and so every time I see him now, he wants to know how everybody's doing, and so we check in, and I say, oh, Forest Hill, we're doing great. But we had some time to kind of think and process about what's happening at Forest Hill. And I said, you know, Forest Hill is awesome. They have this heart for the community. And I said, you know, I see so much potential because in the Concord area is one of the fastest projected growing places in all of the United States. It's pretty unbelievable what's forecasted in our community. And I began to think about that and think, okay, now, in any demographic, there are people who don't yet know God or don't have a relationship with God. And if we take all these people who are coming to us and we go out and invite just a few people to come here and to worship with us and to be a part of us, how incredible would that be? And when you begin to think about that and you begin to think, well, God loves these people. God wants them to be in a place that nurtures them. And if we can be that place of nurture and love, then we can do what we are supposed to do and others are going to be here and be a part of us. And you know what? I believe that that can happen. I believe that we can be a church in the community that says this is a place that you can come and worship God, that you can be in a relationship with Christ, that we can support you and empower you to do ministry and mission in the world. And furthermore, I believe that there are people sitting in this very room that deeply desire that. And I can't speak for anybody else, but I can tell you that there is one person who wants to be a part of that. I want to be a part of something big for God. I want to use the resources and the talents and the passion and the energy that God has given me to do something that changes the world, to offer Christ in this place. And so this morning, as we start a new year, I want to know, is anybody in? Do you want to go? Do you want to be big and bold? Do you want to go out in the world and do something big? Then don't think small. Let me tell you what happens. We think small for a couple reasons. Small's comfortable. Small's manageable. Small is, this is the way we've always done it. So this is the way we'll always do it. Not that everything has to change, but when we begin to do big picture dreaming with God, then some things do change. It calls us to places that are uncomfortable. God will stretch us and pull us and mold us into things we didn't know were actually coming. You see, that's the important and powerful piece of this prayer of Jabez, is that he didn't say, God, increase my territory in the way it's always been increased. Or, God, increase my territory in a way that makes me feel comfortable. Instead, he said, God, I'm going to trust you with the details. Just bless me and make me a blessing. The prayer of Jabez is about big thinking. It's about moving beyond what is comfortable and what is easy. And I want to be a part of a church that dreams big, that asks God to open new opportunities, opportunities that are scary or confusing. I want to be a part of a church that's willing to fail. Yes, that's what I said. Do I want us to fail? Absolutely not. But I want us to be people who risk and understand that sometimes we might have to pick ourselves up. I don't always want to take the safe way, because so many times the safe way is the small way. But the big way, the scary road, the opportunities that God has before us can be incredible. Jabez, he trusted God. He trusted that God would give him everything that he needed. He trusted that God would equip him and empower him for what was ahead. He trusted that God was not just the God of the known, but also the God of the unknown. It is a powerful thing to sit before God and say, God, I'm going to release control, and I want you to bless me. And I want you to show me what it looks like to be a blessing in the world. I don't have some kind of fancy 3-year plan as to what that looks like. I'm standing in a place and saying, Lord, increase our territory. Bless us so that we can be a blessing. It would be great if I had that outlined and could pass it out to you, and we could all jump on board. But truly, I'm inviting you to a place of prayer. A place of prayer that says, Lord, I want to be a part of what's happening at Forest Hill. I want you to reveal to me the places that are big and bold dreams, the opportunities that are in front of us for this year. So as we begin the year, I invite you in a spirit of prayer to pray that. Lord, bless us and expand our territory. Call us to new places. Stretch us and make us and mold us into what you would have us to be. And if we truly do that together, none of us sitting in this place today could ever imagine what God has in store for us. For those of us who truly believe that and trust God, there is something even more beautiful than we can imagine. So don't limit yourself, and don't limit us as a faith community. Allow God to expand your boundaries, to put you in uncomfortable places, and allow God to put you where you truly need to be. Maybe if we do those things together, if we go with full hearts and pour them out before God and ask for God's blessing, maybe together in 2018, this is what it would sound like if Dr. Seuss wrote about it. This is really great stuff, and I guess the old way isn't enough. Now the prayers we pray are something to see. Most people stop at small, but certainly not we. Amen.